Missouri Net News is presented by Mango. The smell of rotten eggs is just one sign of a gas leak. If you smell gas, move fast and call your gas company.
Missouri Net News, I'm Alisa Nelson. After hearing from the public and other police officers, the Missouri Department of Public Safety will add to its training for law enforcement. The Post Commission oversees training standards and voted Monday. It voted to create a team to look into local background checks to follow up on the complaint that officers that get fired from one department sometimes go to another police department or sheriff's office. Platte County Sheriff Mark Owen is chairman of the Post Commission.
Our hope is at some point they will have to check with Post. They will have to check possibly with prior employers, that they'll have to follow a series or a process, better yet, to conduct a background check and be sure that it's done.
He says departments don't do thorough background checks. Hospitals, healthcare, and mental health providers can begin applying for additional COVID-19 relief funds from the Federal Department of Health and Human Services. Missouri U.S. Senator Roy Blunt has announced that HHS is freeing up another $20 billion from the Provider Relief Fund. Missouri Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver wants to let college athletes make money on endorsement deals. Cleaver, a Democrat from Kansas City, says legalizing the activity is about civil rights. He is co-sponsored legislation that would ban universities from putting restrictions on athletes seeking control of their name, image, and likeness.
Only a small percentage of those kids will ever play on a Sunday afternoon in an NFL football game or an NBA basketball game. That's just not likely. But they go to college and they are used. The school is making money.
Many athletes get things like scholarships, free meals, athletic gear, and health care services. The Springfield City Council in Southwest Missouri has extended a mask requirement through January 9th. Under the ordinance, everyone over the age of 11 is required to wear a face covering in public spaces in the city. There are some exceptions. Political figures on both sides of the aisle are praising the legacy of longtime Missouri lawmaker Wayne Good, who died Saturday at the age of 83. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports Good died from leukemia. The Normandy Democrat served 42 years in the legislature, from 1963 to 2005. He served 12 years in the Senate with Republican Peter Kinder.
Wayne Good was plainly and justifiably recognized by all as one of the real giants of the Missouri Senate, and for that matter, the General Assembly, in the second half of the 20th century and into the 21st century.
More news online at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net.